I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is... what day is it? Thursday. Oh my gosh, how'd that happen? Thursday, October 22nd. Thank you guys for joining us and for checking in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. You can call or text us there anytime you want. We love seeing your texts and checking in this morning. We have Cisco and Adri. We have Natasha, Turtle and Boople, Miss Venzer, Rick, Diana, and Sarah, Rudy. We have Melissa and Francis, Kate, Bug, and Nicola checking in. Turtle and Boople, Fern, Miss Kit Kat, Twins Mom for Life, Carl, Perla, Jim in Michigan, Cujo, Lance, Deborah, Kirkland, all listening. Nelsie also checking in, so is Joby, and checking in on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, Michelle, Rhiannon, Ivy, Paul, Corey, Mike, all listening. Thank you guys for that, and good morning.
It's a lot of people checking in. I love it. I love hearing the check-ins every morning. How you doing over there this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm just getting stuff going. Had a good night last night. We started a new show last night, and the way it works in my house is my husband and I, like, we go back and forth. I pick one, he picks one. I pick one, he picks one. And so we just finished Emily in Paris, which was my show, and he's like, I want to watch Tehran. And I'm like, oh, wow, that sounds intense. So we start watching it. I could just tell right off the bat, if I watch this, I'm going to get anxiety right before I go to bed. I need something nice that I can just kind of fall asleep. And so I start watching it, and I was like, nope, I can't. So I got on my phone, and I was looking at my phone, and I heard his feelings. He's like, man, I thought we were going to watch this. I was like, it's giving me anxiety. There's so much happening. And he's like, okay, I'll just watch it by myself. And then I felt bad, so now I may have to go back and watch it.
What's the show about?
It's that's a good question, and I'm going to answer it for you in a moment. It's like terrorism, and I don't know. I tapped out. It was stressful.
It started out on
an airplane,
okay,
and then people were on the airplane that weren't supposed to be on the airplane, and then they got off, and two people switched outfits, and it's like, whoa. It was very confusing. I don't know.
Is it a show you can watch from afar? Because sometimes my wife will have a show on, and I'm not even, like, Game of Thrones. I was always there, but I wasn't fully invested in the show. That was one of her favorite shows. She watched every episode, but I was there in the room doing other stuff. Is it one of those shows where you can kind of be there and soak in stuff from afar, so you're kind of somewhat following along, but not fully invested?
I was trying to follow along, but like I said, it was just getting very stressful, and he loves that stuff, so I don't want to take that away from him. I want him to get through it, but I was just having a hard time jumping on board. But other than that, last night was good. We made some dinner. Just outside is so nice right now. We went on our walk. It smells like people are burning, like doing fires in their backyard and barbecuing a lot because it's so much cooler. And walking around and smelling the wood and stuff, it was so nice last night. And I know there's fires also, so it could have been that, but you know.
It could have been the California fires coming through.
Well, how about you? How was your night?
It was good. It was a busy day yesterday. Did some stuff for Channel 8 yesterday afternoon. And it was a busy but fun day. I got a haircut last night, so spent some time with Larry last night, and then got home, and my wife was with some of her girlfriends last night, so had the place to myself for a little bit, did my outdoor workout, and we have new neighbors behind me and down a couple houses, and they got kids out outside playing. And it is such a sweet sound, just hearing children playing down the street, laughing, having fun. They have like a playhouse in their backyard, and it's just a nice sound to hear. Kids outside playing, having a good time last night.
It's nice. It's not like 120 degrees out. It's perfect time to spend some time outside, and we actually have a cold front coming here this weekend, so that's going to be crazy.
We're going from 90, we're in the 90s, early low 90s this week to the 50s?
Yeah.
High 50s next week?
I know.
If you're ready for some fall cool weather, we're going to get it come this weekend, and definitely come Monday. My gosh.
Time to pull out some of those sweaters, so be prepared.
That's a jump, though. I mean, we're going from 90 to high 50s. That is definitely a big jump.
Yeah. I don't know if our bodies are going to be able to handle it. I'm concerned that I'm going to get a cold now, because whenever the weather switches like that, I end up getting some sort of a cold.
Yeah.
And then also, my tires... the pressure in them goes down, and so then I have to take it and get the pressure back up, and it's a whole thing. It's always when it happens. It always happens every year.
A lot of these places too in town, they'll check your tires for free and fill them up for free. A lot of these tire shops do it. I always go to the tire shop because I'm the same way with my car. You get in and there's the warning light as soon as you turn on your car, like, oh no, what's wrong with my car? And you see it's the tire pressure, and just realize it's the change in temperature.
Yeah.
And that's why you lost some air in your tires. And you go to these places and they're great. They'll check the pressure and fill it up for you guys, but I'm assuming come Monday they're gonna have a lot of people swinging by.
It'll be a line there, just like the lines at voting. So be prepared. All right, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear "Let Her Cry" by Hootie and the Blowfish?
And just let her cry.
Do you want to hear "Ready to Go" by Republica? Or do you want to hear "Stronger" by Kanye West? Those are your choices. Tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande is trending this morning. We got an update for you. She is officially dropping her new single, Positions, tonight at midnight. Actually, technically on here on the West Coast, it's going to be 9 p.m., so we'll have that a little early. She shared the album art yesterday. The black and white image shows off the singer's body in a long sleeve crop top, matching skirt, and the image has the word "Positions" written repeatedly on the left side. Now, she wrote, "Position single tomorrow night, 10:23, pre-save now." So you can pre-save it, apparently. Is pre-save different than pre-sale? I don't know, but pre-save it if you'd like. An ominous instrumental track appears on YouTube with the name "Positions" on it, and what appears to be Grande speaking in the background. This popped up. Take a listen to this. This is people are saying this is probably the music from the track.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure.
Trying to hear what she's saying, too.
I like the music.
Yeah.
Did you hear the beginning? She's like, "I feel like I have to speak up about the things that upset me."
Yeah.
Is what she said. So that I don't know. I think it's, if that's the music, I like the sound, especially when it kicks in there. It sounds really cool. So we'll see. We'll get an idea tonight. And I'm sure it'll be trending tomorrow morning, so we'll probably play it. So we told you earlier this week that the album is set to be released a week later on October 30th. Quibi is trending this morning. The entertainment startup is shutting down after 6 months. Quibi created short form mobile based streaming content after being plagued with problems. Since its April launch, the viewership was lower than expected, and they were sued by what they call a well-known capitalized foe. I don't know for sure.
Netflix.
Yeah, but that's according to the Wall Street Journal. They say that COVID forced the would-be subscribers away from the kinds of on-the-go situations that Quibi executives envisioned for their users. That was supposed to be like the app that showed these quick 5 or 10 minute shows that you could watch on the go wherever you were. And because of the pandemic, people were just not on the go anymore. They were staying at home and they didn't bother downloading it. $1.75 billion was invested in this venture, only to have it closed down 6 months later.
You know, when they first announced it, I thought it sounded brilliant. Shorter episodes, because our attention span is, we have a short attention span, so shorter episodes sounded some like really good content. And then when the lockdown happened, I'm thinking it's going to skyrocket. It's people at home, they want new content. But I guess we want longer shows and not shows on the go.
Yeah, we don't need that quick stuff anymore. We're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So that is trending. Charlie Brown is trending this morning. So it looks like Charlie Brown is taking the holidays off, at least on network TV. The Peanuts Gang and their annual holiday specials are leaving broadcast television for their new home on Apple TV Plus. Classics like It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and A Charlie Brown Christmas are going to stream exclusively on the platform rather than on ABC and other networks. Not to worry, though, the Halloween special is already available and will be streamed for free on Apple TV Plus from October 30th until November 1st. So you've got a little window. Same goes for the Thanksgiving and Christmas specials. They're going to have a limited window for free viewing just ahead of the holiday. And then Real Housewives are trending this morning. Bravo's launching a line of Real Housewives wine. They've teamed up with Knocking Point Wines to launch the line in conjunction with the newest franchise, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. You can get a red, a white, and a rosé option. Just over $40 for two bottles, and you can buy the wine at realhousewives.com. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City will premiere on Bravo on November 11th, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1287.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, October 22nd. Thank you guys for being here. I got a text at like 4 o'clock this morning, and it was our radio friend up in Spokane, Washington, mm-hmm. Dave Sposito, wishing me a happy half birthday. He texts me happy half birthday every single year. It is the funniest thing. I don't know how, like, if he has it in his calendar or what, but every single October 22nd, I get a happy half birthday text from him. And it makes me smile. I love it.
Did you get your video from you and me wishing you a happy half birthday?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I keep looking at that. If you're not signed up for Mixmail, sign up, because we send you a happy half birthday email and a happy birthday email too. But yeah, it's easy. Just go to the website, mix941.fm. But it's little things like that. I think I'm going to start tracking all my friends' half birthdays. And I think I'm going to steal that and do the same thing, because I saw it and I just started laughing. I'm like, what the? Okay. Like, it's just so funny.
And it sticks out, too. It just shows a friend is paying attention
yes.
to you. You know, that's very sweet.
I love it. So how are you doing this morning? How was your night?
It was good. You know, we do a podcast called a Somewhat Normal Podcast. We post it every Friday. It's kind of an extension of the show. I don't know if it was this past week or 2 weeks ago, I was talking about on the podcast how my wife is going out of town for 2 weeks and she wants to take both dogs with her. And I want her to leave one behind. It's been a big debate because I'm going to get lonely. I like that companionship. I like having somebody or something in the house with me. And she was adamant about taking the two dogs, and she wants them out there. And in my mind, I'm thinking it's going to be a lot because she's working and she's got a horse competition. So that's kind of my angle of it. It is going to be a lot. And last night, she made the decision to take just one dog.
Oh, so you got your way.
I'm going to have my companionship when she leaves on Monday, because she got home last night. And I opened up the garage door to go see her in the garage, and the dogs came out to greet her. They're all excited. And this guy came walking by the front of our house, and he was walking very aggressively, and he startled Jax, and Jax went wild.
Uh-oh.
Started barking, and he didn't go after the guy, but Jax just got very aggressive, and I didn't have him on a leash. So I panicked and grabbed him, and that was the moment. She's like, yeah, maybe having two dogs would be too much out there.
So have you guys decided which one is staying and which one is going? Do you ask their opinions? Do you seem like you want to go? You seem like you could use some time away.
You know, we had the discussion in front of the dogs, and maybe it's like having a discussion in front of your kids. Maybe we should have the discussion away from the dogs, because that's what we talked about. And she's going to take Zoe out for the first week. I'm going to come out the following weekend with Jax, and we might flip-flop, and I'll take Zoe back. and she'll keep Jax for week number two.
Oh, that seems fair. You know, they each get a little taste of vacation life, so no one has to just suffer and sit at home while the other is off gallivanting and living their best life.
You know, I wouldn't say suffering. The other one would be at home with me.
Well, I don't
ball
mean suffering, but you know, when one person goes on vacation and you're at home, it's like, wow, okay, I could use a change of scenery too.
Yeah, Zoe's like, I'm going with mom for 2 weeks.
Please don't make me stay here with this man.
See ya. I'm out of here, idiots. So how you doing over there? How was your night?
It was good. Yesterday, right now, it's funny. Does this happen to everyone else? Like when one thing breaks at your house, everything starts breaking at your house. And so yesterday we had to have a pool guy come out because our pool pump was dead. So pool guy came out. We had to replace our pool pump. And then our lighting, like outdoor lighting, just dies. It's old. It's so old. It's been there since the house was built, and we're not the first owners of the house. So they came out yesterday trying to help us. You know, we're going to try to figure out how to fix our lighting if we just want to do new lighting. And I was like, oh, good. I'm glad. Now we got everything fixed. Some of our security cameras done.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm like, what the heck? Like, luckily, some of the other ones still work. But so then a security camera company came out to help us with that. And it's just like, please, enough with the stuff breaking. It all happened within 3 days of each other. I was just like, what is going on?
Hopefully it is done. It is crazy how that does happen, though. When one thing, maybe you're just more aware of the other things happening, but yeah, it seems when one little thing goes, get ready for at least two more.
Well, I was attributing it to Mercury's in retrograde right now, so I think like everything's breaking because of it. So I'm just hoping that was the last of it, and we're gonna get it all fixed. It's gonna be good as new. But I think something's going on with that. So watch out if you have stuff breaking. Now you know why.
You want to talk about parallel lives? Pool guy was at my house yesterday giving me an estimate on the heater that's been broken for 3 years.
Yeah.
But it's leaking, so I got to get it fixed. We came out yesterday. Pool guy was out there yesterday to get an estimate. What was your other one?
Lighting.
Not as bad as yours, but a light bulb is out in my wife's office. It's kind of a pain. And she said, can you change the light bulb? Because it requires screws to take the thing down. So that was my other. What was your third one?
Security.
Cameras? Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I'll check though. Maybe my security cameras are.
It's just crazy how that all happens at once. But what? Do you have a home warranty?
No, I don't. I don't. I should get one though. They're
you
good,
should
right?
because our pool pump would have been really expensive to replace, and because we had the pool warranty, we didn't have to pay as much as usual. We still had to pay. But not as much as we would have to replace it. Yeah.
All right, coming up, we do have some dirt. And Gwen Stefani, she gets a career first and is stunned. Details in 7 minutes.
Alexa's great.
It's got to be so weird performing it not in front of an audience. I wonder how that is for those guys. I'm sure they're happy to be back on stage, but just to not have that audience energy there, it's got to be really weird.
Yeah, no one feeding off you. Yeah, interesting situation. So Gwen Stefani, she picked up her first CMT award. Her song, Nobody But You with Blake Shelton, won Collaborative Video of the Year. And here was their acceptance speech from last night.
Absolutely unbelievable. First of all, thank you, Gwen Stefani.
Thank you. My gosh, I can't believe country music. This is like, what is happening in my life?
That is
great
very
line.
Odd. If you would go back to when No Doubt first started and told Gwen Stefani, you'll win a CMT award one day, I bet she would be like, you're crazy. And look at her now.
That's awesome. Matthew McConaughey spent the early 2000s making romantic comedies like The Wedding Planner, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Failure to Launch, Fool's Gold. I mean, the list goes on and on. In 2010, he wanted to change course so badly that he turned down a $14.5 million offer to do another rom-com. He talks about this in his new memoir, Green Lights. He didn't say what movie it was, but he said he did enjoy the rom-coms and that he had taken the baton from Hugh Grant and just ran with it.
Yeah, I definitely put him on the map for sure. And then he started to do these more serious roles, which, yeah, I think that he took that, he won on that one. He done such a great job.
Ozzy Osbourne, this is interesting. He had a rough 2019. It included a serious fall, neck surgery, an infection in his hand, hospitalized for the flu. And he says none of it was a coincidence. He blames it all on a haunted doll. Back in 2017, Ozzy and his son Jack paid a visit to Robert the Doll in Key West, Florida, as part of their series, Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. And if you're not properly respectful when you meet Robert, you can end up cursed. Well, during their visit, Ozzy, not the most respectful thing, farted.
Oh, gosh. Well, there you go.
Yep. Don't fart on the haunted doll. It's going to come back and get you. He and Jack did apologize, but apparently Robert was not happy, and Ozzy blames his misfortune on this doll. He's got to fix things with this doll.
And with his digestive system. Fix that. Don't hold it, at least, until you get out of
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Hey, Ozzy, here's the haunted Jeez. Doll. Hold on, man. I mean, come on now.
Oh, wow.
Which actors and actresses have spent the most time naked on screen? So someone at a website called bingosites.net actually went through films of some of the greatest actors and actresses and counted up how much time they spent naked. So the top three for guys are, number three is Mark Ruffalo, 811 seconds. Number two, Antonio Banderas, 1,055 seconds.
You share a birthday with Antonio Banderas.
Yes, I do. And number one is Ewan McGregor, 1,103 seconds.
It's a lot of nudity.
It's 18 minutes of nudity.
Wow.
Any guesses as to the number one female actress?
That's nude the most?
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson.
She is not in the top 10. So number three is Angelina Jolie, 1,459 seconds. Helen Mirren is number two with 1,496 seconds of nudity. And number one is Eva Green. I don't know who she is.
Let me see. I probably recognize her if I saw her.
29 minutes of nudity for Eva Green.
Eva Green is... Oh, she was in Casino Royale. She's, I think she was in Casino Royale in the James Bond movie.
Bond girl?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
She's 29 minutes of nudity for Eva Green.
300 she was in. The Dreamers. Yeah, you might recognize her if you saw her.
All right, coming up next hour, we have more dirt, and Dawson's Creek is coming to Netflix, but with one major change. Details at 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Hey, it's AJR on Mix 94.1. It is 6:33. Mercedes in the Morning.
I was looking for something from Mercedes. I got to find that audio, I think, because that'll put things over the top.
Okay,
we'll
yeah.
We'll come back to that.
We're talking about something we want to talk about here on the show. We'll talk about that later. But first, I want to talk about this. I have a dilemma, and this happens to me almost every day. And I go to bed probably later than I should. I go to bed about 10:30, and that's very late considering my alarm goes off at 3:30. So I don't get a lot of sleep during the week. But one thing I do is at around 9:30, 9:45, I'll put my phone on do not disturb, and I'll just kind of leave that for the rest of the night. So while I'm still awake, I'm done with my phone for the night. If I stay on it too long, I get wired. But a lot of my friends will text me after that time. And I told them it's fine. I said, if you ever need to text me, that's fine. If I'm asleep or something, I'll put my phone on do not disturb. So it's not going to wake me up. It's not going to distract me. And my friends know this. They are totally in the know. So I wake up in the morning at 3:30 and I'll look at my phone and there's two or three texts. Not every day, but a lot of days. And my dilemma is this. If you go to bed early and you wake up early, and you have a friend who texts you late and they wake up late, should I respond to them at 4 o'clock in the morning, or should I wait to respond to them? Like, they text me when they know that I'm already asleep and I told them that's fine. I'm guessing they would also be asleep, but it's happened where I've responded at like 4 o'clock in the morning and then they respond to me and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're awake. And they're like, no. Yeah. The buzz woke me up. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I don't know. Do you text someone in that situation?
I'm the same way. But I'll turn my phone off around 8:15 or so is when I put my phone on airplane mode. Do not disturb. And then I'll wake up, same thing, get a couple messages from some friends and stuff. And I used to wait, like, okay, I need to respond to whoever. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 3:30. And I'll tell myself, wait, respond later. But then I forget.
Yes.
And next thing you know, it's 10 a.m. and I get a response from a friend saying, oh, what's wrong? Well, you didn't respond. I'm like, because I read it at 3 o'clock in the morning and I didn't want to wake you up. So I just changed. And so now I just respond because I put it on the person on the other end. If you're going to bed and you don't want to be woken up by text messages, because I'm sure you get messages, you know, maybe throughout the evening, I don't know. It's on you to put your phone on do not disturb. So I put it on the other person. So I just respond. If not, I'm going to forget. And then I feel bad.
I always will forget to respond if I don't do it right then and there, or I'll tell myself, okay, maybe something I need more information, or someone's asking, hey, are you interested in this? I'm like, let me ask my husband. And then I say, I'll get back to you. And then I never do. I totally space it and they think I'm blowing them off. But it's just funny because I had this text from my girlfriend last night. I had texted her before bed. She didn't respond. I turned it off. Then I went to bed. She responded. So this morning I'm like, do I send her? Do I answer her question or do I just wait until later? But I'll forget later.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because before in the past, am I still bypassed do not disturb my text messages or am I now do not disturb and don't bother you?
I didn't change anything. Why? What's up?
Well, no, because it was like there's been a couple times where I woke up at 3 and needed to ask you something. And I don't want to send a text message because I wanted to wait because I know you get up at 3:30. I don't want to send it to bypass and have my text message wake you up at 3 o'clock or 3:15. So I'll wait, but then I'll forget. It was the same thing earlier in the week. We had some computer issues, and I needed you. Mercedes always sends me her what's trending the night before, and I needed a resend. And I realized that it was like 3:15 when I realized I needed a resend, but I didn't want to text you because I don't want to wake you up because before 3:30, and then I forgot. And I think I texted you at like 4:45 or something like that. And at that point, you shut down your computer, and I'm like,
I was already dressed. Yeah. Well, if you'd like, I can take you off of the priority list, and that way you can text me at any time, any day, and then I'll get it when I wake up.
But then if I need something, though, if I need to reach in the middle of the night for something, for some reason.
You could call my home phone. That'll scare the bejesus out of me.
That goes off? That still rings?
Actually, I turned the ringer off upstairs, so I would hear it downstairs. It wouldn't be as startling as it being right next to me. That's one thing I gotta reevaluate if we need the landline anymore. I literally never use it. Now my mom doesn't even call me on it anymore. She used to be the only reason we kept it, is my mom would always call the landline. Not anymore. She only calls my cell phone. So it's like, why do we even have this? For the telemarketers, hooray. All the political calls, hooray. Ely, Nevada always randomly calling me, hooray.
Hey, and that was that not the scariest sound and feeling, going back when we just had landlines, or maybe you had one active and also a cell phone, when that thing would ring late at night, and it was next to your bed too. That was the most startling, jarring way to wake up. Phone ringing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was never, and it's never good news. It's always something bad. And so you just sit there saying, oh gosh, please don't be that bad. Hello? And usually it's some sort of family emergency. But I remember the last time our landline rang, it wasn't super late. It was probably like 10:15 or so, but late enough that I was like, what the? And it was a prank caller. I haven't received a prank call in years. I was like, hello? And they're like, they repeated everything I was saying. Hello? I'm like, hello? Hello? I'm like, ha-ha, you're so funny. Ha-ha, you're so funny. I'm like, oh my gosh. This
vintage,
is so
ridiculous. Vintage press.
I know. Who knew the art of the prank call was not dead?
We got the hot three coming up next. What do you got?
All right. So the Raiders offensive line is now suspended. Well, they were sent home. They're not suspended. We'll tell you why coming up. Also, if you're not...
Kygo, One Republic, lose somebody on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The Las Vegas Raiders, they sent their entire starting offensive line home on Wednesday because of a COVID-19 scare. Now, head coach John Gruden said that right tackle Trent Brown was placed on the COVID-19 reserve list and that the rest of his line mates were barred from the team facilities at least until today. The reason is they were in contact with Brown, and Brown's replacement on the list doesn't necessarily mean that he contracted COVID-19. It does mean the team believes he's been exposed to the coronavirus and placed in quarantine. The Raiders have already had their bye week, and there's not a lot of time to reschedule a game if they have to. They're scheduled to play Tampa Bay on Sunday.
That's going to be a big game with Tom Brady coming to town.
Yeah. And they're doing so well right now, too.
Yeah, both teams 3-2. That's going to be a battle on Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll see.
As long as they have their offensive line.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, there's no offensive line. Sorry, everybody's sick.
They put a guy in the spot. Hey, you, the punter, get up there. You can be center.
Just stand there.
Stand there.
Also this morning, if you're not afraid to travel, book your holiday trips by Halloween, and you will be rewarded with low airfares unseen in recent years. That's according to travel experts. Travel costs are dramatically lower this year because fewer people are willing to make their traditional journeys home to be with loved ones because of the coronavirus pandemic. A survey found 67% of Americans are worried about taking a vacation, and 57% say they will not be taking a holiday trip at all.
Yeah, I can't, it's still, like everyone else, I can't wrap my head around the fact that it's Halloween is a week from Friday.
I know. It's crazy. And just after that, I feel like it moves so fast. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden we're in Thanksgiving mode. Actually, let's be honest. We kind of go into Christmas mode right after Halloween. I know people get upset because Thanksgiving is the forgotten holiday, but immediately people start playing Christmas music. They talk about when is the peppermint latte coming out, all of these things, and it's just, it's crazy.
And with the weather changing next week, dropping down into the 50s on Monday, it's going to start feeling fall, winterish coming around here soon. Yeah, it's like, yeah, after Halloween, compared to the Super Bowl before, the festivities start, we're talking about Christmas, and then it's like Thanksgiving's the halftime show. We stop down real quick, we enjoy it, it's fun, and then we get back into the game, get back into Christmas.
Well, just use Mariah Carey as your lead. She will post her tweet that she does every year where when the alarm goes from 11:59 to 12 on November 1st, it's "All I Want for Christmas Is You." That's what she does every year, so... finally, this morning, here is a ridiculous dating story for you, and one that has a clear winner. Two people in their 20s, apparently, in Zhejiang, China, recently got fixed up on a blind date, and the guy offered to buy her dinner. So the woman showed up to the restaurant, and she brought 23 of her family members. She said she wanted to test her date's generosity and see if he'd pay for everyone.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Can you believe that? So the answer was, oh hell no. When the bill for the $3,000 dinner came, the guy excused himself and then he dined and dashed right out of there. The woman was stuck paying for the entire bill. They've been in touch since, and the guy has agreed to pay for his share, but the woman and her family are still on the hook for the rest. There will not be a second date.
Okay, what if you really like this girl? Or let's flip it. It's a guy that does it to you. You really like the person, and then he says, hey, I got 23 family members and friends coming. Should you just be honest? Like, listen, that's great. Hopefully I'll impress them, but just, you know, I don't have that kind of cash, that kind of money to pay for dinner for 23 people. Or are you so angry that she's doing that to you that you just play along and skip out on the bill?
Yeah, I think you just don't even go through with the date. Once you see them all come in and you know this is a test, I think there are some tests that can tell a lot about a person, like the door unlocking test back in the day that was in, what was the movie, where if the woman doesn't come and unlock the door, then she's not a keeper or whatever.
Yeah, she gets in before we had power locks.
Bronx Tale.
Yeah, she gets in and she reaches over and pops yours open for you.
That's a good test. That just tells a lot about a person's character. But these other tests that are just sneaky ways to get things for free and, oh, I'm testing his generosity. Give me a break. So I think, like I said, there's a clear winner in this, and it's the guy that he's not going to have to deal with this stuff at all because he's just walking away.
All right, coming up next hour in the dirt, Dawson's Creek is coming to Netflix, but with one major change. Details at 7:15.
7 years old. That's Lucas Graham on Mix 94.1. It is 6:59 on Thursday morning. This week is kind of flying by for me. I don't know if you feel the same way. Mercedes in the morning. I'm just trying to figure out, like, we were just talking about Halloween coming up next week and the holidays are going to be here before we know it. I feel so misplaced this year. Do you feel like that? I just feel so misplaced. Like, what's going on? What is happening right now?
Just so out of sorts. And my mindset is, I'm still thinking it's summertime. My head has not absorbed fall yet. And I know Halloween is coming up and it's going to be cooler next week. But still in my mind, I'm like, what am I doing for the 4th of July? Oh, wait, 4th of July came and went.
Doesn't that seem like a year ago, 4th of July? I feel like we kind of bypassed summer, or summer was a dream, and that I've wasted so much of this time because we couldn't do anything. So we're at home and we're watching a bunch of shows. Sometimes we're getting outside, but mostly watching shows. So that's like all we do.
We started watching a new show. It's on Netflix. It's called Chef's Table. Have you heard of this show?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's actually really good. And they kind of, each episode focuses on a different chef. They did the lady, Christina, behind Milk Bar. There's one.
Christina Tosi, I love her.
Yeah, her story is amazing.
Yeah.
She really is. It's worth a watch. It's inspiring. Another guy, Ivan Ramen, was the one we had on last night. They had a barbecue special. This woman named Tootsie, who's just a doll. But I watch. Is there something that you don't like doing but wish you did? Because we sit there, we have these shows on, and I watch them, and I'm just captivated by the things they do with food and the stories behind food and how passionate they are with food. And that sometimes inspires me to maybe make something, but I just can't get into cooking. And I wish I could. To watch this woman, Tootsie, who was slow roasting her barbecue for hours and the flames and the coals. I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that on a Saturday afternoon, get a big green egg and start smoking some meat. But I don't have the time and patience for it. But part of me wishes that I did. Wishes that I was into cooking and seasoning and ramen noodles and making all the different flavors pop when you eat it. I can't get behind that.
If you had the time, now's the time to have the time.
Yeah,
you do have the time, but it is the patience thing. And I get that. And I used to be the same way. To me, it was not so much the cooking. Maybe this is it for you. It was the cleanup that I did not look forward to. The actual act of cooking, I love. And I loved experimenting with different things. And 90% of the time, I need a recipe for something that I follow. But then I would change the recipe a little to my taste or whatever. But it was always the fact that I knew I was going to have to clean up the mess right afterwards that made me dread it. So I would say, stop. But if you can make some sort of arrangement in your house where whoever cooks cleans and whoever cleans cooks, that actually was a game changer. Because now I know I can make whatever, and my husband said he'll clean it. And he's cool with it because he's going to get to eat something really good, and all he has to do is clean for it. It works. Maybe try something like that.
It's a good compromise, but it also goes back to the patience of cooking and just getting into the whole thing and going shopping and buy all the ingredients and everything that goes into it. Where do you stand as far as your appetite and your taste for foods? Because this Ivan Ramen episode last night, he's making over-the-top ramen noodles and the stuff he's putting in there, the spices and everything, and I'm watching him eat this stuff. And I'm thinking, man, I would love to eat that, but I know if I went to have that stuff, like, oh, heartburn, oh, and too much salt, oh, I couldn't enjoy it. Like, part of me wishes I would have that kind of exotic palate that some of these people do.
Well, have you had it before?
The over-the-top ramen. I wonder now after seeing one. I've never seen all these exotic ramens that this guy was making before.
I think you have to stop making assumptions about yourself and just try it. Like, you don't know for sure you're going to get heartburn. You don't know for sure you're not going to be able to handle it. It's like, try it. And then if it does happen, you can be like, I was right, and never do it again. But I think this is my issue, and I don't know if you have the same issue. I'll always make excuses on why I don't want to try something.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's just saying that you don't want it that bad. You can say you want it, but if you keep making excuses, you really don't. So I think you should maybe say, okay, look, I'm going to try ramen on Saturday night. Saturday is our night. With the way things are now, you can literally, I know buying the ingredients sounds daunting, but literally make a list and have Instacart bring it to your house. You've got that taken care of. And just say, I'm going to do it. And the reward you feel afterwards, you're going to love it. It'll be like your thing. You'll be a chef, and you can make dinner every Saturday and just make it one night a week. And that way you can partake in this passion.
But I've tried that before. It just doesn't work. I just can't get into it. I just can't. I've tried. And I do cook. I do cook. But then I'm just so paranoid. Is the chicken done? Did I cook it long enough? Google, how long do you cook chicken breasts? How long do you bake it? It's a whole
thing. Get a meat thermometer.
Yeah, I know. But is it working? And I didn't stick it in far enough. It's a whole thing with me when it comes to cooking.
Excuses. Excuses are the enemy.
But here's the thing, though. Like, when it comes to sushi, we do sushi. We got to get sushi once a week. And we'll mix things up and try different fish and different stuff. So I will try it in that aspect. But I think I need to expand my palate more. So maybe I won't make ramen. If anyone knows of a good ramen bar in town, maybe I'll try takeout from a ramen place or go there and try it and see how the heartburn factor is.
Yeah. If you always get heartburn from ramen, then probably not going to work. But don't just assume that. We got to dig deeper. There's something there that's stopping you. I don't know what it is, but you can do this.
Well, my wife's like, I want to try too. I'm like, yeah, I think with your Crohn's, I don't think it's going to work too well for you.
does Crohn's not work well with ramen?
Spicy foods and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, you can make unspicy ramen.
What I'm talking about is the over-the-top exotic.
Yeah.
based on
flavorful, spicy
just
stuff,
all
like
the
that.
Stuff going in. I'm like, yeah, it does look good for you, but I don't think it's going to go too well.
I hear you.
All right, coming up, we do have the dirt, and Dawson's Creek is coming to Netflix, but with one major change. Details in about 7 minutes. Josh 685 and Jason Derulo. The song is called Savage Love on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Mercedes, what is the zip code to Beverly Hills?
90210.
And what is the zip code to Dawson's Creek?
90108.
All along the way. For all us to
be. It's my favorite joke.
Dawson's Creek is coming to Netflix. So every season of the teen drama will be available to stream starting November 1st. But check this out, though. The show won't have this, the original theme song.
What?
That's what I'm saying, because of copyright issues. So.
What?
We won't have this. We're going to have Jan Arden's Run Like Mad. I think I have that here. Hold on.
Oh. This is unacceptable.
You got to work these music rights out.
No, this is unacceptable. I will not accept that. When it starts, I will play it on my phone just so I can get the full experience. There's just no way we're doing that, people.
It does not work.
No.
It does not work. So, if you don't know about Dawson's Creek, back in 1998 is when it debuted on the WB. Remember the WB?
Yeah, if you don't know about Dawson's Creek, you're probably like 10 or 11 or 20 years old. And that's okay. It was great. It's a good one to flash back and look at.
Your girls, do they watch Dawson's Creek?
No, they don't know about it. They don't know about it. I told them that joke and they looked at me like, why are you singing that? Is it 90108? Really? Okay.
Think of all the stars that their careers got launched on Dawson's Creek. Katie Holmes, James Vanderbeek, Joshua Jackson. Michelle Williams, she went on to be nominated for 4 Oscars.
Yeah.
Launched so many careers.
So big.
The 2021 Grammy nominations will be announced on November 24th. And it's not an easy job narrowing down the entries. For Record of the Year, there are 1,463 entries.
So someone has to listen to all those entries.
Oh, my gosh. Song of the Year, 1,443 entries. I don't know how one gets entered into a Grammy.
I think it's just how, same thing for like Emmys and all that. You submit your work and then you got a team of people that kind of go through them, rank them, and then they come up with the finalists, and that's when the real voting begins.
Yeah. Some classic movies are making a return. Tell me if you ever have seen either one of these two. Smokey and the Bandit, which came out 43 years ago.
Never seen it.
It's in the works. There aren't many details. Seth MacFarlane is involved. So that was the Burt Reynolds classic. Same thing. Bits and pieces. I know he has that really cool Trans Am, and Sally Field is in it as well, but that's all I know about the movie. Flashdance from 1983.
Yes, I have seen Flashdance. Yes. I was very young when I saw that, but yes.
So a TV show based on the 1983 movie Flashdance is in development for the upcoming streaming service Paramount Plus. That's CBS All Access is turning into Paramount Plus, and that's coming out next year. So some new movies, new shows in the work. Now, as far as movies, that Ghostbuster movie, Ghostbusters Afterlife, that has been pushed back to June of next year. And then Legally Blonde 3 is now scheduled for May of 2022.
Oh, gosh, that's so far away. Ugh.
Are you still watching Big Brother, or is it over?
No, it's still on. It just sucks. This was a horrible season. Does anyone else watch it? And I'm just... like, I don't even care who wins at this point. The people in there are all jerks. It turned out so, so bad. But they just announced... oh, you're probably going to talk about this. About what?
Oh, no, I got a sports thing.
Okay. Well, they're going to do a Winter Big Brother.
With All-Stars or regulars?
I don't know. I don't think they've said. But that was just announced yesterday. So, Big Brother will be back. This All-Star season completely flopped. It was bad.
Now, is it bad because these people you're seeing their true colors, they're jerks, or is it just not entertaining? Because at the end of the day, they're playing a game to win money. So are they just playing a game, or are you seeing their true character come out?
It's a little bit of that, but just you didn't realize that some of these people that you thought were nice were really just not great people. And then also, it's just like this group of them teamed up and they just picked everyone off one by one. So it was there was no drama. There was nothing interesting. It was just like, okay, who's the group going to pick next? And so there was no back and forth. It was just really boring.
Sports. The Rays beat the Dodgers last night 6-4 to even the World Series at one game apiece. Is anyone watching the World Series? Because game one was the lowest rated World Series game ever.
I'm watching. I watched both games.
I had it on last night.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
It took me for a minute to realize we're down in Texas.
Yeah. I wish they would let them do the travel to their home cities, but I get it with what's going on. But it's just weird that it's in Texas.
And are they, were the Dodgers technically the home team last night?
Last night, I know they were night one.
Like, I feel
Yeah, I think they were last night, too.
Because there's a crowd there, a small crowd. Looks like there's a small crowd. But it sounds like they're still piping in some noise. Because it seems pretty loud at times. I think the noise that stadiums pump in needs to favor wherever the home team is.
I think they are doing that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
So, if Dodgers were the home team and Tampa Bay got a home run, there should be some boos coming. There should be some booing going on.
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're promoting booing. I think they're just turning the positive cheers up louder. I don't think they're doing booing, though.
We want the true feeling. If you're Dodger Stadium and Tampa Bay hits a home run, they're going to get booed.
Yeah, don't come at me. I get it.
No, I'm not coming at you. Because I think the Eagles had some booing last week. The Eagles weren't doing too well. And so they started piping in some booing, knowing that their fans would probably boo their quarterback when he's having a bad game.
I didn't know that.
And speaking of Eagles, there's a football game tonight playing the New York Giants. All right. This is Julia Michaels' Issues. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
Panic at the Disco on Mix 94.1. It is 7:29. Mercedes in the morning. I'm in big trouble with one of my girlfriends. I am in big trouble because I taught their child something that I think she wishes I didn't teach him. Have you ever done that where you accidentally taught a child something and it ended up backfiring? And if so, what did you teach that child? Maybe you didn't mean to teach that, but they observed you. And then they're like, oh, okay.
Uh-oh, is this like a bad vice or something?
Well, I think it's more annoying to mom and dad. But she sent me a text the other night, and she's like, thank you so much. And then she put in parentheses, said sarcastically, for teaching the baby about this. And then it was the name of what I taught the baby about. And it all happened because of a TikTok. I wanted to make a TikTok, and we've talked about this before. There is a sound, they say, that you can play that will make any baby run to you no matter where they are. And so people are doing it on TikTok, so I wanted to try it. So I play the sound to see if their baby would run to me. And it worked! And the sound is this. So he comes running up to me, and it's a funny TikTok that I posted. And ever since then, he loves Cocomelon. So he was like fascinated by it. So I found Cocomelon on YouTube and I showed it to him, and he's just like, oh, and now he freaks out if he can't watch Cocomelon. She's like, thank you so much for teaching him about Cocomelon. I really appreciate it, because that's literally all I hear all day long. And I feel so bad, all for the love of TikTok.
And now the kid has opened up his own TikTok account. He's obsessed about getting likes and views.
702-364-9400. What did you accidentally teach a kid? Whether it was on purpose or, well, I guess if it's on accident, it's not on purpose. But what did you teach a kid that ended up backfiring? Maybe you said a word around them that they ended up repeating. Maybe you did a dance that they ended up trying to do. What was it? 702-364-9400. We just got this text on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line. It says, I taught my nephew the Alexa fart. Is that where you tell Alexa to make a fart noise and then she does it?
So now everyone's Alexa just did it?
Well, I think you, I don't know. I'm not sure. But
that was the Alexa fart.
That would be a nice little dainty one there. Have you ever taught a kid something on accident or on purpose?
I introduced my friend's kids to Garbage Pail Kids, and they're young kids themselves. And we're at their house, and we started talking about Cabbage Patch Kids. And I asked them, have you guys heard of Garbage Pail Kids? And they had no clue what they were. So I was telling them, oh, they're great cards when they take the sweet, innocent Cabbage Patch Kids and put a twist, dark spin on them, like Acne Amy, and I remember Adam Baum was one of them. And their son got obsessed with Garbage Pail Kids, and I'm not sure if they're still remaking them at the time. They were reprinting them. So he had a huge Garbage Pail Kid collection going, and I introduced him to that world of those kind of grotesque trading cards.
Did the mom and dad say anything to you? Like, wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I don't think they were upset, but just more like, hey, you know, Connor's still collecting those Garbage Pail Kids. I'm like, right on. They're like, yeah, we should see some of them now. They're pretty intense.
Yeah, like, why are you showing my child murdered Marcus? I don't think he needs to see that, but we appreciate it. This one says, a scene from Boondock Saints. Detectives around a couple of bodies saying, where are you going? Nowhere. The kids will randomly say these lines. I mean, some of these lines can be funny if they're at the appropriate times and places, but other times, I know that my brother, he started cursing at a young age because he would hear my dad curse. And so I remember his teacher called my mom once because I guess they got test back and my brother didn't get a grade he wanted, and so when she gave him the paper, he looked at it and he goes, bleep that, and turned it back down. And so the teacher called my mom, and he was in trouble for a very long time, and his whole excuse was, dad says that all the time, why is that wrong? And she's like, because he's dad. And but it didn't click with him. He didn't understand that that was a bad thing. He just thought, oh, my dad says it's totally fine.
Yeah, maybe dad should have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
For teaching those. Yeah, it's like saying, you know, bless you. Your son, your brother picks up saying bless you when someone sneezes. He doesn't know if bless you is a good thing and the curse word's a bad thing. You don't know the difference as a child.
Exactly. Just got a text here from someone that says, I work at a daycare and I had the radio playing when the Cocomelon the sound went off, and all my kids stopped what they were doing to listen. It was hilarious.
One more time.
Let's do it again. Okay.
Cocomelon!
There you go.
If you ever need a small child's attention, there you go. No matter what they're doing.
But you got the TikTok though, right?
Yeah, it's. Have I showed it to you?
No, I haven't seen it.
He's not in the room. I play that sound, and all of a sudden, he comes running. It is the best. I'll post it on our. Well, I got to ask for their permission if I post it, but it's pretty funny.
We got the hot three coming up next. What do you got?
All right, we're going to talk about early voting, breaking records all over the place. Have you done it yet? We'll talk about that. Also, have you ever. This actually is a good gauge on if your mind is going or not. Have you ever hidden something so well you can't remember where you hid it? It happens to a lot of us. And a woman, she wants to prove that pregnant women can do anything that a non-pregnant woman can do. Well, she did that and so much more. Wait until you hear what she did. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1. That's Justin Bieber, Intentions.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
We could be seeing the highest voter turnout in decades this year. More than 42 million people are already making their voice heard. That's how many ballots have already been cast. With 13 days left to Election Day, the U.S. Elections Project shows most were by mail, with the rest at early voting sites. The number accounts for 30% of all votes from the 2016 election. In Texas alone, more than 5 million people have already voted. To give you an idea of how massive this turnout is, this time in the 2016 election, only 6 million early votes were cast. And now we're at 42 million.
Now, if you're doing mail-in or even drop-off, make sure you sign that ballot. There was a story in the news talking, I forget what the number was, but it was a high number that they had of unsigned ballots. And they will do everything they can to get it back to you to get it signed, but just kind of skip that step and make sure you sign that thing.
And I didn't realize this. I was texting one of my girlfriends last night about voting and you know, people to that, because we're on the same page, and she had told me that she had already dropped off her ballot. And she sent me a screenshot, and she got a nice little text that said, your ballot for the 2020 general election has been received by Clark County Registrar of Voters. You will be notified once the election has been finalized that your ballot was accepted and counted.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool that you got a confirmation that it was received, because I know a lot of people are worried about that, too.
That's great to hear that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Also this morning, you know you've got to hide presents really well, or your family members will probably find them, but is there such thing as doing it too well? According to a new survey, 55% of moms say they've hidden a present so well that they forgot where they put it. That's called mom brain, and it may happen more often this year because 48% of people say they've gotten up to their, they have their present hiding game like stacked because everyone's home more this year than they have been before. That being said, the most common hiding place is in a closet. So if you do want to hunt down what other people bought for you, that's probably where you should start looking.
As a kid, were you a hunter? Would you try to find presents?
Yes.
You
and
did?
It was in my mom's closet and under her bed. That's where she... Then they caught on. And boy, they found a great place that I didn't even think of until I caught my dad in the act. It was in the back of his truck. They just started putting... Because we never drove the truck. Mm-hmm. It was always in the garage. So one night I went out, we had a refrigerator out there. I went out there to get something to drink and I see my dad throwing gifts back there. I'm like, what's that? He's like, get out of here. And I realized, ah, oh, that is the place that they're hiding our stuff. How about you guys?
I didn't hunt. No, I wanted to be surprised. But my grandmother would hide stuff all the time and she was that study. I think it was just scatterbrain because she would forget where stuff is and she couldn't find it. And so many times, I remember one Christmas, her telling me she got me some G.I. Joe thing or something. She's like, we bought you the G.I. Joe thing. We just can't find it. It's here in the house. So we'll get you something next week. I'm like, wait, it's Christmas. You don't have a gift for me? What? And then part of me is like, why? Like I should have tore that house apart to try to find this stuff. But she would lose stuff all the time. It was funny, actually.
It's crazy when you hide it so well that you've hidden it from yourself.
Where did I don't know. Or maybe that was just an excuse that she forgot to get me something. Just saying that, oh, I got you that G.I. Joe tank you wanted. I just can't find it. I'll have it for you next week.
Yeah, okay. That's a great excuse. I'm going to start using that. I'm sorry. I got you like the most amazing. I got you the new iPhone. I got you a Switch, but I can't find it. I just hid it so well.
Darn it.
Finally, this morning, a California woman ran a mile in under 6 minutes while 9 months pregnant. McKenna Myler says her daughter cleared her to continue running with the Valor Track Club in Orange County 5 to 6 times a week while pregnant. And her husband bet her $100 that she could not run a mile in under 8 minutes. And she decided to take on that challenge only 1 week before her due date.
Whoa.
She crushed the goal, finishing with a time of 5 minutes and 25 seconds. The average time for a female runner to complete a mile is 10 minutes and 40 seconds. She says pregnancy is a beautiful thing and it's not an injury or a sickness that you are. She wants to show people that you are still very, very capable.
Yeah, we threw that number out. Just that time itself alone with no child inside of you, without another human being inside of you is insane. That's such a fast mile. And then to do it 9 months pregnant. Oh, my gosh.
This woman
is unreal.
That is seriously. I've never heard of a time that fast for anyone aside from those marathon runners that you see on
TV.
That's crazy.
Okay, here is Ava Max, Kings and Queens on Mix 94.1.
Man, it's just such a passionate ending. That's Shade on Mix 94.1. It is 7:57 Mercedes in the morning. And that's gross. That's all I can say to what you just told me. That's really disgusting.
Yes, and it's something we realized. When was 4th of July? How long ago? Oh, my gosh. So my wife has been complaining for the past week about her pillows flat, and she needs a new pillow. So I was online ordering some stuff last night. I'm like, hey, what's the name of your pillow? I'll order you a pillow. And she's like, Wamuda. I'm like, what is it? She's like, something. It's the brand. It's Wah something. I'm like, what? So I'm Googling, like, Wazmuda? She's like, I think that's it. I'm like, all right, well, let me just go upstairs and double check. Let me look at your pillow, see what brand it is. So I go upstairs to her pillow, pull back the pillowcase, and I look, and it's like duck feather or something. I'm like, hey, it's not Wazmuda, it's duck feather. She's like, no, it's not. It's that W brand. That's the pillow I like. I'm like, nope, this is duck feather. And that's when the light bulb went off. When we went to Wyoming in July, we brought our own pillows. Because everything's going on, we wanted to bring our own pillows. So at some point, we stayed in two places. At some point, my wife's pillow, she ended up taking the hotel pillow with her and leaving her pillow behind.
Ew.
And she's been sleeping since July on the hotel pillow.
Well, obviously, like, quality-wise, it wasn't that bad if she hadn't noticed until now. But just the fact that her nice brand-new pillow someone is enjoying it multiple times in Wyoming, and she's got the nasty one that's probably like a couple years old.
I think it's the Best Western pillow. I remember we stayed in like a cabin in the first place, and I remember packing the pillows and grabbing her pillow. But I think it was when we're in the Best Western. Somehow that's when the switch took place, and she took the wrong pillow home with her.
That is so gross.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hotel pillows are nasty, I think. Just people drooling on them night after night after night after night.
Even though they changed the pillowcases out, it's still, if you think about it, don't get me wrong. Whenever we stay at a hotel, I don't even bring my own pillow. I still use theirs. I never like hotel pillows either. You'd think I'd learn my lesson and start taking my own. They're always so flat. So flat. Mm-hmm. I can't stand them. I have to like fold them in half just so I can get some sort of firmness in them. But have you ever noticed or found something gross out after the fact? Like maybe you did something like that, or you ate something and you didn't realize it until it was in your mouth and you're like, oh my gosh, that's not what I thought it was.
Last night when we kind of both realized at the same time, I mean, this was the audio that I think that was going through our minds.
Yeah, I can totally understand. That's kind of jarring. So did you throw it away, or did she still sleep on it last night?
Well, she still needs a pillow.
Yeah.
So. I think her
it's not
drool,
that bad.
Her drool has overtaken the other drool that's inside that pillow. And so she has it until we get the new pillow arrives in the mail or through Amazon.
Just the hearing that sound that you just played, that dun, dun, dun. That reminds me, that sound, like, that's how it'll play in my head randomly when I do things in life that I'm like, oh. And speaking of finding out something gross after the fact, I remember we went to a friend's house they were having like a barbecue. And so there was like a bunch of people there that we didn't know. We're meeting people, and it was kind of a potluck style thing. And people brought their own dishes. And there was this beautiful fruit salad that I saw that just kind of caught my eye. It was just so bright and beautiful. And I saw like strawberries in there, and it looked like maybe they put like some whipped cream in there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a huge scoop of that. So I took a huge scoop. I was half paying attention, just talking to people, put it on my plate, and just went about my afternoon. So I go to take a bite of it, and again, I'm talking to people, so I'm not really noticing, and I just take a big old strawberry, stick my fork in it, and it was a caprese salad. It was a tomato. And the whipped cream was not whipped cream, it was cheese. And it just, when your mind is on track thinking you're about to eat one thing and it's a different thing, I was like, I don't know who made it, but I go, oh, and I spit out the tomato, and everyone looked at me. I'm like, I'm sorry, I was expecting a strawberry. And they're just like, you're crazy. I hate tomatoes, number one. And number two, when you eat something thinking it's going to be a strawberry, it doesn't taste like that. It was very jarring.
It's going to be a curveball.
Oh, so disgusting. This text that just came in at 702-364-9400 says, I accidentally drank a spider.
Ooh.
It was curled up in the pop-up lid on my water bottle, and I ended up pulling a leg out of my mouth.
Ugh.
Wow. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Rachel. Hi.
Rachel, what happened to you?
Okay, it wasn't me. It was my sister. And when we were growing up, my parents had went out and ate ribs one night somewhere, maybe Tony Roma's, I don't know. Some leftovers home. And the next morning I woke up and my sister was like having a heyday eating all these leftovers and saying, oh my God. And she's the kind of girl who like eats the chicken until there's nothing left on the bone.
Yes, it's like so, bare.
It's gross, but she does it. And so, like, we were saying, why didn't you save us any? You know, so my mom comes down, she says, like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm eating the leftovers. We're like, stop. And she's like, why? She goes, we just gathered all the ribs from the restaurant from the people that left over hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
She ate the already sucked on ribs
from other people.
Oh!
Ow, 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 ow.
I don't even know how you top that. The pillow and the tomato look
nothing.
Like nothing.
Give me the pillow
compared to that. Oh My gosh.
In a restaurant like that, too, where they serve ribs to everyone, you know, just, oh.
This one might be second place, though, on the text line. I was eating at a restaurant for my 8th birthday, and as I was chewing, something popped in my mouth. When I took out whatever the popping object was, I realized she was eating lobster. She says, I realized it was a lobster's eyeball. I haven't gone back since.
Okay, lobster eyeball or the ribs that an entire restaurant had sucked on?
Lobster eyeball. I would take 5 lobster eyeballs over the ribs.
All right, coming up, we're going to kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. Kygo with One Republic, Lose Somebody. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Hey, download the radio.com app. When you do, you can take Mix 94.1 with you anywhere that you go, and you can get our podcast, Mercedes in the Morning. We post it every single day, commercial free.
You can also listen to our somewhat normal podcast. We put that out every Friday. Just a little bit of extra, little things that don't go on the air. Some of it is, you know, PG-13.
Yeah, I think, there's no rules on that. Anything goes. We kind of open up a little bit even more on that podcast. Yeah, every Friday we put that up.
It should be good. So it is 8:19. Today, I'm nervous. Today, I'm going to get a mammogram.
Do I need that sound effect we used during the last segment? I think.
Which one? Oh, yeah. It'll be good. It'll be good.
What are you, my wife had one recently.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. What are you nervous about?
Well, the thing that most women are like just nervous of having their boobs smashed to oblivion. I mean, that thing is like, it's not comfortable, but it's necessary. For me, that's not what bothers me the most about getting a mammogram. The thing that bothers me the most is the fact that you can't wear deodorant. And I know that's dumb to be worried about that. But in situations like that, I get nervous.
Well, hold on one second. Why can't you wear deodorant?
You can't wear lotions. You can't wear deodorant. You can't wear anything.
So
like
you
that.
Lotion, deodorant. Are you going later on this afternoon where you're
showering
before?
No, I'm going like at noon. So I'm going to have to. And the thing is, the place I'm going is literally right here by the radio station. But I got to go home because I lotioned up and I deodorant up this morning. So I'm going to go home, jump in the shower, do a quick turnaround, and then drive all the way back down here so that I can get it done. But yeah, they're just, I don't know if it is something where it inhibits the results or what, or if they just don't want to smell that on you. I don't know, but you're not supposed to do that. And that's the thing. Like, I don't mind the smashing and the smooshing and all that. It's the fact that I don't like not wearing deodorant because I get super nervous in situations like that. And then when I get nervous, I get sweaty. And then when I get sweaty, I'm just thinking, oh man, is this poor woman just like, ooh, get me away from her right now. That's the thing that gets me. I get embarrassed. I get really embarrassed. Have you ever had a situation where you're at either at the doctor or just some sort of medical appointment where you do something that is so embarrassing or you're in an embarrassing situation? And if so, like what happened? 702-364-9400. I get so embarrassed that I'm going to stink.
Well, they're professionals. They're doctors.
I know. And they're wearing masks now, too.
Yeah, true. Exactly. They're not going to smell anything. But I do understand the fear that you have because they care. I'm sure they've seen a lot worse and smelled a lot worse. So they care? Probably not. No, but I do understand your concern of because you're going to smell it. You're like, I smell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't go anywhere afterwards either. You go home and put deodorant on and shower again?
Yeah, I'll go home and put deodorant on the second I'm done with that. But yeah, you're right. I won't go run any errands or anything as soon as I'm done. But yeah, I just, one of my girlfriends about a couple months ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she really inspired all of us to get moving on this. This is something you should do yearly. And I admit, I just procrastinate on stuff like this. And when I heard, I was like, okay, got to get in, got to get this done. So I finally got my appointment and it's today. So yeah, my non-deodorant, there's bigger problems in life, trust me. But it's just one of those things I get really self-conscious about.
Well, for guys, getting the prostate exam, and I had that done a couple times. And it was an impromptu prostate exam. I wasn't expecting it. And it was the first one ever. And they do the whole thing. And there's this like awkward like cleanup afterwards.
Wait, what?
Because the doctor is putting his hand in a certain, you know, putting his hand up there.
Yeah.
And so he's got to put some.
Lubrication. Oh, yeah, we got you.
Okay.
We got you.
So he does his thing, and I screamed the first time I had it done. I wasn't expecting it. And
how did you scream?
I screamed. Dog. No, I screamed.
I picture like a roller coaster scream.
Awesome.
Hands up in the air. Wave them like you just don't care.
I giggled. No, I screamed really loud. And he's like, we're done.
You're such a drama queen.
Oh, let me tell you.
How are you screaming?
I topped my lungs.
Nuh-uh. In a doctor's office.
Yes, I remember like thinking
you
people.
Went, ah! Is that what you did?
I had a pain right here, like in my inner thigh. I had a pain. It turns out it was stress and caffeine related, but the doctors couldn't figure it out.
So I continued drinking caffeine.
Doctors couldn't figure it out. And he said to me, we're talking, he's trying to figure out what's going on. He said, have you ever had your prostate checked? And I was in my 20s. I'm like, no. He's like, turn around. Like, wait, what? Hold on.
No preparation.
No. I think he said, you know, disrobe, put this robe on. I'll be back in a minute. And he comes back in. I think I had to say, I'm ready for you. And he comes in and he goes up and I just didn't know what to expect. And it hurt. It shocked me. And so I screamed. But the awkward part anyway was
back to the non-screaming thing.
When he was all done, he's like, okay, I'll step out so you can clean yourself up. And it's just like this, like, I need more towels. I'm like, do you have more towels?
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, you've seen everything. Why step out now? I mean, just watch. Here, look at this. Just second of all, how much did he use?
A lot.
Wow. Do you have some more towels? He brings you in like the biggest beach towel you've ever seen. Got another one of these?
The towel's all bunched up in the corner when he comes back in.
Oh my gosh.
Everything was fine. But yeah, it came out of the blue.
Oh wow. That's, yeah, it's stuff like that. Anyone in the medical profession or people that have to do these tests on dummies like us, how do you do it without laughing? Like, seriously, how do you not laugh at how stupid we act? I mean, you're the doctor. Oh, can I get another towel? I'd be like, yeah, hold on 1 second, please.
No, he goes outside.
Me with body odor, Betty coming in here. I'm like, hey, I'm ready for this. I'd be like, oh my God, this girl's so bad. How do I do this? How do you guys not laugh?
Or are you guys laughing and you just hide it from us?
That's why they wear masks. We're getting some text here. It says, I just imagine JC screaming like Marv when he steps on a nail barefoot in Home Alone. Ah! No, he's more like Kevin slapping his face.
Here's Kane Brown. Be like that. It's Mix 94.1.
That's Adele on Mix 94.1. Adele is going to be the host on Saturday Night Live this Saturday. So that will definitely be one to watch. Musical guest will be her. So definitely check that out. I'm sure we'll be talking about it on Monday morning. It is 8:33 Mercedes in the morning. I just jumped on TikTok really quick and I saw the cutest thing. Animals are so smart. Animals, I think, are just, they're smarter than a lot of humans we know. Let's be honest.
They are.
And there, someone posted a TikTok of their dog doing something unbelievable. Does your pet know how to do any human tricks where you even think, wow, my animal is the smartest animal ever? What can your animal do? 702-364-9400. This guy trained his dog to answer the door when the pizza guy got there, go and grab the pizza from the pizza guy, put it gently on the table, go to the side table, grab the money that was there, give the money to the pizza guy, wait for the change, and then give the pizza guy a tip. The dog did all that, and the guy was just sitting there on the couch videoing it. I've never seen anything like that before. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's something your buddy would do for you, let alone a dog. That's nuts.
And he did it step by step. He was very methodical. Went, grabbed the pizza, opened it. It was so cute. Does anyone have a pet that can do a human trick? 702-364-9400. Are your dogs that smart? Can they do anything like that?
Yeah, they're pretty smart. And Jax is very smart. So he's an Australian cattle dog. we taught him to, and this is something we taught him to do, but to ring a bell when he's got to go outside to go to the bathroom. And it's on there, and he doesn't ring it if he wants to go outside and play. If he's got to go to the bathroom real bad, and for some reason we didn't let him out, he'll walk over. And to see him do it is hysterical because he sits there and just takes his paw and just and hits it. And
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, it rings. And, then he looks at you, and you come over, and he opens the door, and he goes out, and he goes to the bathroom. It's not, he's not going out to play. He doesn't abuse the system. He hits that when he's got to go. And I'll never forget the first time he did it because we kept teaching him, and he hits it for the first time as a pup, and you look over, and you open the door, and he does it. And like, that is just crazy. He knows to ring a bell. And there's been times, a couple times, where he's hit the bell, and he goes outside, and he just stands there, and like, oh, dude, he just wants to go outside and play. And Zoe comes out flying behind him. And she goes outside and uses the bathroom.
Like he knew?
Yes.
She's like, Jax, will you ring the bell for me? I need to go out. He's like, well, no problem. No problem.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll just hit this for you. Don't mind if I do. Lets her out.
And she was flying out like, whoa, he rang the bell for his sister. That's
aww,
insane.
That's so cute. Do you look at them as brother and sister or do you look at them as a couple?
As brother and sister. As brother and sister, which makes certain situations kind of odd, because there'll be times where she'll go out outside and go up to him and start sniffing on him,
uh-huh.
And be like, "That's your brother. Why are you sniffing his parts? No, that's your brother. You can't be doing that." Yeah, they're brother and sister.
See, I used to look at our dogs as brother and sister, and then, like in their midlife, in their prime, I looked at them as a couple, like they were husband and wife,
like an older couple.
Well, no, midlife.
Oh, midlife.
But then
okay.
When they got old, then they were brother and sister again. It was really weird.
Yeah, they're still brother and sister. Maybe that transition will happen in the next year or so because sometimes his privates pop out and she'll like, ugh. I'm like, yeah, put that away. Your sister's in the room. What are you doing,
yeah,
dude?
Like, I'm telling mom and dad, stop. It's just so funny how smart these animals are. I we're getting some text here. This one says, I have my dog trained to do the same thing with packages. If there is a package out front, he knows that there is a secret way that he can slip out to the front of the house, grab the package, and bring it inside. It is so convenient, and I never have to go out.
Wow.
How do they do that? And they just bring it in. They just know. I guess it's like playing fetch, right?
I think if you train them, yeah, train them. You can train them to do a lot of things. It does blow my mind to think just how smart dogs are. Even a little thing like Jax in the morning. So I get up at 3 o'clock. I'm doing a couple things, and I'm upstairs on the computer, and then I go downstairs around like 3:55. And it's like he knows, because I'm getting up, going to the bathroom, he knows that I'm not going downstairs until 3:55. So when I start to go, open the bedroom door to go downstairs, he jumps off his bed and comes downstairs. It's like he knows the other times I'm moving around,
it's
not time to go downstairs. But at 3:55, he knows it's now time to go downstairs. It's crazy. It really is.
Alexis says, my cat is smarter than all your dogs. She knows better. And when I ask her to do something, she completely ignores me. That is smart, my friends.
Yes, it is.
You do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not your slave.
All right, Hot 3's coming up next. What do we have?
All right, we are going to talk about how to adjust your body now for daylight saving time. It's coming up this weekend. Or no, not this weekend. Next weekend. So we're going to talk about how you can train yourself for that. Also, do you have smartphone pinky? A lot of us do. We'll tell you about this side effect. And a guy is caught doing something in his truck, and he says he was doing something else. Can you guess both things? We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's the weekend of blinding lights. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less speed.
On November 1st, we get an extra hour of sleep. But that still will mess up your sleep cycle. You can prepare your body now so that transition is easier. Experts say that the first is a four-day plan, and here's how it works. Okay, let's say your original bedtime is 11 p.m. and your wake-up time is 7 a.m. They say go to bed at 11:15, 4 days before the time change, and plan to wake at 7:15 a.m. Then 3 days before, go to bed at 11:30 and wake up at 7:30. 2 days before, go to sleep at 11:45 and wake up at 7:45. And on Halloween, go to bed at midnight. Then after November 1st, return to your 11 p.m. bedtime. They say another option is going to bed a half hour later on October 31st. You'll get a half hour more sleep. The last idea is to go to bed at 11 p.m. on Halloween and wake up at 6 a.m. instead of 7 a.m. They say try to keep your schedule normal as not to throw off your body clock. That includes when you eat dinner. They say it's just all about not upsetting your body's rhythm.
Or just roll the dice and complain about it afterwards.
Yeah, that's what most people will do. But again, I'm just hoping at some point some lawmaker changes this. Like, we don't need it anymore.
Somehow in my car, I changed my clock. I set it ahead an hour. So I got in my car this morning, turn it on, pull out of the garage. I'm like, it's, and it says 6:10. I'm like, wait, 6:10? What? Oh, how long have I been dilly-dallying at the house? And why did Mercedes call me? And then I realized I hit a button on my clock last night at some point to change the time. But it totally freaked me out this morning.
So make sure you change it back, because then you'll be like 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to be all out of sorts.
Screw you up. Also this morning, an expert is warning of a new side effect of using your phone too much, and it's called smartphone pinky. Now, pick up your cell phone like you're going to look at it. Just, okay. Is that how you look at your hand? Okay, hold it up. Show. I can't see your hand. Okay, see where your pinky is right underneath?
Yeah.
That's where most of our pinkies end up when we hold our phone.
Okay.
And when that happens, the back or the bottom of the device is resting on your finger, and that can lead to your pinky finger developing a bend. Look, I have a bend.
Wait, was that your bendy pinky?
No, this is
you got two bends.
Look, do you have it?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I do.
I think I see a little bend.
Is there?
There's like a divot right there. Hold it sideways. It's more prevalent if you hold the pinky sideways. And look.
So this is the pinky that's I hold the phone with. Is this one have a bend?
I can't see that far, but I thought when you were holding up the one, it looked like it had a little bit of a divot in it.
There it is. Yeah.
Yes.
You push down on it, it stays.
This is crazy. Oh. So TikTok and Twitter's currently full of people posting pictures and videos of their smartphone pinkies. And if you're suffering from pain due to too much smartphone use, there are some things you can do to ease it. They say curling your fingers is a good way to alleviate the pain. You just need to clench your hand into a fist, followed by gently releasing and stretching out your fingers. They say repeat that 5 times a day with a rep of 5 each time. Do I get like Apple Watch points for doing this kind of a...
Is that considered exercise? Yeah, burning some calories?
I'd like to get as much as I can, but it's crazy. If you have smartphone pinky, take a picture of it and tweet it to us at Mercedes in the AM. I want to see how many of you guys have smartphone pinky. Are you looking at it right now? That's crazy.
Do you have a callus there? Has the skin started to harden over there
because
your phone's there so much?
Perfectly soft, but I never noticed that divot until I saw that.
What's a better way to hold our phones then? Is there a different option?
You can hold it like my mom holds it.
Two-hander?
She holds it with two hands on the side. This is my cell phone. it's very convenient.
It's just, that pinky's the perfect spot to hold it right there.
It's like the stand. Mm-hmm. It's the kickstand of your smartphone. All right, finally this morning, this story's a little racy, so we're going to have to code it up a little bit. No one was going to ever believe this guy's cover story, but 10 points for creativity. 72-year-old guy in Baton Rouge named James Cousins recently parked in a lot next to the campus of LSU. And someone called the cops when they saw him watching female students walk by while he, spending some quality alone time.
Solitaire.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Okay.
So cops ran his plates and saw he'd been arrested for similar incidents dating back to 1981.
Hard habits are hard to break.
Wow. Literally, including several that happened in the exact same parking lot. But when they accused him of doing what he was doing, he claimed it was a huge misunderstanding. He was just listening to music and playing air drums. He admitted he was there to watch women, saying it's, quote, the only thing he has left. But he said someone must have mistaken his air drumming for something else. He also claims he has a heart condition that prevents him from doing what they accused him of doing. But he's still facing obscenity charges. So if you play air drums... Okay, I'm the guy playing
that,
air drums.
Yeah, I don't play air drums in that fashion. That's kind of a different...
You can't see my hands. I'm hiding them. Does it look like I could be doing that if I was a guy?
Kind of, yeah. I have the top hand, sure.
I can see that, actually. Oh, wow. Now, wait. Are you playing air drums or are you simulating the other.
I don't know what you're doing right now. That is air drums.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm playing Harry Styles. There's not even drums in this part, but I'm still playing.
There is no drums.
I swear I'm banging on the drums, officer. Harry Styles, the door to you. Mix 94.1.
It is Mix 94.1, Imagine Dragons, and it is 8:54. I think a good... Are we dressing up for Halloween, even though it's just you and I this Halloween?
Oh, we haven't dressed up in the past. Last time we dressed up for Halloween here was...
A couple years ago, yeah. I was going to say, we could be Imagine Dragons if we could find two other people in the building right now. We could dress up as them for Halloween.
So how about I dress as Dan Reynolds? I mean, Dan Reynolds is a fashionable guy. You could be Dan Reynolds.
Just wear what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Reynolds, everyone. Walking around singing.
There was a girl that was in Imagine Dragons when they first started.
It's true. We could be beginning Imagine Dragons.
Yes, early Imagine Dragons.
I don't know if that's going to work out so well. Are you guys dressing up for Halloween? What are you guys doing? And who's trick-or-treating this year? I know things are a lot different. I think I mentioned our neighborhood's doing this Halloween parade where people are going to be setting up tables and then putting the candy out there. And then when the parade starts, I guess the kids go down the middle of the street and they walk into the table and they take a piece of candy. And so I think that's a cute idea. My littlest is excited. She's still trying to figure out her costume. And I hope she does get candy because that means that I can steal some candy from her. And I don't have to go get my own candy. It just feels better when you steal a small piece. You know, I always get one thing. It is the first thing I go for when she dumps out her candy. Mm-hmm. I ask, can I have all of those? Do you know what it is? What's the best candy to steal from a kid after they go trick-or-treating? 702-364-9400. When I say steal, I mean, it's more like you ask them if you can have it.
Or you can steal it from your
kid.
Or
you can steal it. I don't really steal it. I ask for it. But
oh.
What is it? What would it be for you?
Is it something of a gummy variety?
Yes, it's gummy. It's gummy.
Is it Swedish fish that come in small packets?
Nope, it's not Swedish fish. It comes in a box.
Mm-hmm. Like they call dots?
Dots!
Dots! You steal dots?
I love dots. I love the dots. And it's great because she hates them anyway. So she'll go through and she'll find all her dots and she'll give them to me. I love the dots. It's crazy.
But are dots the thicker chewy? Is it a heavier chew, like a thicker gummy?
Yes.
More sticks to your teeth?
It does stick to your teeth a little bit, I will admit. But there's just something about the dots that I am obsessed with. What Halloween candy do you steal from your kids? 702-364-9400.
If I had a child that brought home candy, I would not ask for permission. I would just steal. I would take, and it would be Swedish fish. I remember getting them in a small little, little baggie, and there'd be like four or five fish inside there, and that's plenty. That's good. I do like some Swedish fish.
That's why I like the dots. You're right, because there's only like four or five in there. It's not like a big old handful. I feel satisfied. I get the taste in my mouth, so... Yeah, I see. I mean, Swedish fish are basically dots in the shape of fish, right?
No, I think they're not as chewy.
I feel like...
I just remember dots like being hard on my teeth, and I'm afraid like I might lose... I have a bridge and a crown, too. I'm afraid like the bridge or crown might pop out with the dots. They're good.
They've come a long way. I don't think they're as sticky as they used to be, because now it's more of the consistency of a Swedish fish.
Okay.
If I get some this year... I'll make sure I bring you a box of them. They're really good.
Bring some in. Yeah, Swedish fish, too. I like the multicolored Swedish fish, too. There's green ones. There's all kinds of different colors,
too. They have green ones?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yellow, green, red, orange.
They're still under the Swedish fish umbrella?
Yeah.
I've only seen the red packets before.
For the Halloween ones, they're only the red packets. But if you go to a candy store, like there's one in Town Square, they have all the multi-different colored Swedish fish down there.
Oh, I've seen the fish. They're still under that brand.
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I thought they were just like knockoffs of Swedish fish that are basically gummy shaped like fish. That's interesting. I had no idea. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I think I am decorating every door inside our house a different theme, and we will take our son around the house trick-or-treating. Oh, that's a good idea. It makes you be creative and you're safe at the same time. I like that one. This one says, the candy I steal from my kids always is Milk Duds. That's another teeth jerker, man. That one will
the duds.
Make it out, but they are so good. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
James.
James, what is it for you? What do you steal from your kids?
Sour Patch Kids.
So good. So sour, but so good. But do you have to fight over that one? Because my kids will not give me those.
It's not a matter of I have to fight over, I just take it.
Yeah, you just are like, hey, I brought you on this earth and I can take you out of it. Give me those Sour Patch Kids.
Did they hurt the roof of your mouth, though?
No, I like that burn. I like it.
I gotta get a tougher mouth.
Yeah, your mouth is so gentle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.